This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find on our sites. Once again, freetalklive.com with you in studio. It's Ian.
I'm Julia.
And Mark.
Getting into the details of what happened this morning in Palmer, Massachusetts, as about a dozen liberty activists from the region, about eight of them coming from the Keene area and the rest of them coming from different parts of Massachusetts, to support me, thankfully, for this pretrial hearing, which honestly, you know, I didn't really expect too many people to come out for. I was really pleased with the amount of folks that came down for this. I was like, well, it's just another pretrial hearing. It's going to be a plea deal offer. I'll refuse the plea deal offer. We'll schedule a trial date, and that'll be it. But what I didn't predict was how rabid the security force would be toward the people who tried to walk in the front door with video cameras.
Now, I've been to court, you know.
They flipped out.
Not as often as you have, but I've got to say, I don't want the activists coming and doing the flea circus that follows with a lot of these situations.
By flea circus, you mean standing up for their rights?
Well, whatever the situation might be. I don't. Look.
Speaking out against tyranny?
I'm in there in a situation where bad things can happen to me, and what I don't need is the government bureaucrats that much more upset.
Sure, I get it. I get it, man. And, you know, any activist that doesn't request assistance in court, I'm not going to show up for him. You've got to ask for help.
And no one, right, and I generally don't, and generally no one shows up. Sometimes somebody will show up to, record it, which I do appreciate if somebody comes.
But you've asked for that.
Yeah, right? Somebody will come and document what has occurred. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't need the all the antics that go with it. But what is it that you like about that?
I just love having ballsy activists on my side. I mean, it feels good to watch other people do similar things as I would have done. I obviously didn't have the ability to do as much as far as, you know, bringing a camera in openly and recording.
Yeah, you had to get in the courthouse.
Because I had to get into the courthouse. So for a lot of what transpired, I just kind of had to observe and, you know, offer some choice comments and maybe ask a few questions here and there. But, you know, I was grateful to see people would have been doing the same thing that I feel like I would have done had I been in their position, which is record what they were doing and not, you know, back down immediately when told to stop and speak out against the little tyrants that rule these courthouses. They're so brave, and I am so honored to be a part of such a movement of amazing people. I mean, we can get more people together like this. It's there's no doubt in my mind that we can have a real effect. I mean, the people that were in that courthouse that day were seeing something very unusual happen. There were several people standing around and just kind of staring at what was going on.
Were.
And, you know, inevitably there's the nasty comments. As I was walking down the hall, somebody was talking to another person. They may not have known I was with the activists at that point. And so I'm walking by and one woman says, get a job. And you'll hear that every now and then.
Now, this person is there at the behest of the courts or whatever?
She was there with someone who was at the behest of the courts. So anyway, I go into, so I was talking about how they offered me a plea deal, I refused it. They then offered me a better plea deal, which I also refused, and said we're going to go to trial.
They basically said they would dismiss the charges.
Yeah. And they handed me a discovery, which I'd requested.
Right.
Always a good idea if you're going to trial, they'll tell you this with jurisdictionary.
And you've been teasing this discovery for some time, that there was something amazing, ridiculous, I think is how you described it in your blog or whatever.
Right. I was originally arrested for walking into the town hall in Palmer, Massachusetts, operating a video camera. The original complaint against me was accompanied with a police report by the officer who arrested me, stating that I was being disorderly by making too much noise in the hallway. I was raising my voice allegedly, which not true. I didn't raise my voice until after he put his hands on me. But that I was raising my voice and distracting the people that were trying to register for the bidding on the tax sale that was going on in town hall. That was the claim.
Distraction. That's the problem.
Disorderly conduct. That was the claim. What I was handed had nothing to do with that. Nothing at all. So what they ended up doing here was what you might call a bait and switch.
Okay.
And they had completely disregarded the arrest. They had completely disregarded the circumstances that surrounded the arrest. Instead, the new report that I was handed as discovery was one sheet of paper. Most discovery in most cases usually get more than one sheet of paper.
And it's not even
No, that's not it.
Okay.
It's three paragraphs, basically, from a completely different
officer.
Almost
a half sheet.
Yep, a completely different officer, unsigned, by the way. I don't know what, you know, the significance of that is, but it has a place for his signature. His signature doesn't appear there.
Just didn't do it.
So, allegedly, it's by Officer Ford. And Officer Ford is talking about my behavior at the open house.
What officer ahead of time?
No. That day.
Okay.
Before we went to the tax sale, we were at the open house. And it was at the open house that I was standing out in front of the open house asking people as they were, or what, you know, as people were walking up to check out this property the city was going to tax sale, I would say things like, you know, you're bidding on stolen property, right? Or like, good morning, just want to let you know you're bidding on stolen property today. Some sort of statement like that. Mm-hmm. I made that statement to everybody that walked up. And in the meantime, when people weren't walking up, the bureaucrats were just kind of hanging out front. The city attorney and, the auction group people were there. And I was asking them questions, you know, tough questions. Questions that kind of struck at the root of what was going on about how they were stealing a house from an individual. And this was all, you know, caught on video. I put together a 15-minute long video kind of showing you highlights from what transpired. And Officer Ford was one of the two officers that was standing guard in front of the house.
So you weren't allowed to in the house, but everybody else was? Basically?
Correct. You had to be a registered bidder with, you know, a $5,000 check in order to walk in and check out the house.
Maybe you should have had a $5,000 check so you could have been a registered bidder.
Nope. I wasn't interested in bidding on stolen property. And
you don't have to bid. You just have to have the check.
What good would it have done for me to go inside this house?
I was
able to contact everyone who walked into that front door by standing out on the sidewalk.
I don't know.
This was also the place where they had the free speech zone, where they had taken several cones, traffic cones. And they had placed this front yard here is very, very small. It's like maybe 6 feet from the sidewalk to the front of the house. Not a very large
front, much.
Front yard.
Yeah.
So they had cordoned off one of the sides of the front yard. It was a duplex. So on one side of the duplex, they had taken this little teeny, you know, 6 foot by 4 foot square. I don't know, maybe a little bit larger than that. But a very small area. They'd put traffic cones around it and had indicated that that was the protest zone. If you were here to protest, you could go there.
Go protest here.
Of course, when they said that, I laughed at them.
It is funny.
And proceeded to stay right where
I was.
I've
never heard of one of these being sectioned off with cones before.
Yep.
I've heard of them realizing that you were there to protest and then making the decision, okay, please go over there. That's the area where you are. But to be prepared and have it sectioned off is kind of amusing.
It is amusing.
Officer Ford's report, I'm going to give you an excerpt here. It's not very long, but I'll give you an excerpt. While working the detail, I was approached by an individual who was later identified as Ian Freeman. Mr. Freeman was walking around the Main Street area, approaching people and questioning them. He was making subjective comments, claiming the property was stolen. He was following the town's legal representation with a video camera, yelling at him about stealing property and trying to intimidate the attorney. As the attorney would walk away, he would be followed by Mr. Freeman and harassed to the point that he could not make a simple telephone call. Mr. Freeman was also acting in a disruptive manner toward the potential buyers as they approached the property for inspection. It appeared Mr. Freeman was attempting to cause a disturbance by instigating a verbal exchange. Everyone who arrived, including representatives of the town, ignored Mr. Freeman to the best of their ability. That includes Officer Ford, by the way. He was also trying to ignore me. He did not say anything to the effect of, "You better cut it out or I'm going to arrest you for disorderly conduct."
Could you please stop doing that?
Nothing. You know what, sir? That's disorderly conduct. You need to stop that right now. Nope, that never happened. I had no indication that was considered disorderly. But do you understand what they've done here? They've removed the whole arrest Ian at town hall.
You've got video, though.
Right. I've got video of myself being arrested. Right. They've removed the report of that. They are no longer associating the charges with that action. I think what they're suggesting is that he was being disorderly out in front of the house at the open house. We decided to arrest him later on, an hour later, at the town hall when he continued being disorderly. But we didn't mention anything about that arrest in our arrest report, which covers what the hell? I mean, it's just...
They're going to have a heck of a time proving this in court.
Yeah, I sent this information to the ACLU, and this guy, the ACLU attorney, was... he thinks this is ridiculous.
Well, he's delighted because this will be a good-sized settlement for the ACLU. And
I hope so.
Yeah, Plum.
So. Yeah, the Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts. So, 855-453, but was I yelling? Was I being disruptive? Was I doing the things that Officer Ford suggested I was doing? This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our website. They include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are yours for free. And you can get as many shows as you want. They go back for years at freetalklive.com. Enjoy them. And also, you can find them on our SoundCloud page, plus the Edgington Post episodes Those are also available through our SoundCloud page. That's the interview show, Mark, that you do on a pretty much weekly basis.
Indeed.
You can go to...
Sometimes more than weekly, but go to, it's been kind of light this holiday season.
Go to freetalklive.com, and you can click over on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share to reach our SoundCloud page. At that point, click on the share button for any one of those episodes that you'd like, and it'll make it easy for you to share it on your Facebook profile or Twitter or wherever you like to spend time online. Once again, go to freetalklive.com, grab some archives.
Free. Statelesssweets.com. It is the place to go to get delicious handmade confections for your holiday parties or just your holiday enjoyment yourself. December the 15th is the final day that you can order from Stateless Sweets at statelesssweets.com. By the way, they're getting a bunch of FTL coupon codes. If you use coupon code FTL, you can save 10%. And it helps them because they know which advertising is working and which advertising isn't working. And you make your holiday season calorie counts, calories count. I mean, you're going to have a lot of calories this holiday season. Just have the good ones. You know, I don't like eating store-bought cake, Ian, because...
It's gross.
Well,
it's not good.
It's okay.
It's not, yeah.
It's okay, but why would I eat it and have those extra calories when it's just okay? I'd much rather have a homemade cake and have the same amount of calories or maybe even more of them and enjoy it. It is delicious. Stateless Sweets will ruin you for real for like store-bought candy. It's statelesssweets.com. I cannot recommend it enough, whether it's the chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, the salted honey caramels, the English toffee. The best fudge you've ever tasted, statelesssweets.com. Coupon code FTL.
We're going through what happened this morning at Palmer District Court. As I was offered a couple of different plea deals, I decided to not take either one of them. And, of course, after I refused the first one, the second one got immediately better, and I still refused it. We're going to trial on disorderly conduct.
You know, they must really think that people are suckers, the way that they just play with people's lives. I mean, if...
Well, it works, doesn't it, unfortunately?
It works. It's very sad, but this is the problem with plea bargains. Plea bargains only benefit two people. Two people that should not be benefited. Guilty people and government employees that were paying to do a good job. Why would this prosecutor offer you two different plea deals?
Other than... He has no case?
He doesn't want it. But I mean, you know, there's a right punishment for you if you've done something wrong or evil or bad or immoral or whatever the idea is there's a right punishment for you. We should try to get you that punishment. And anything less than that punishment should be unacceptable. Anything more than that punishment is immoral.
So maybe he has no case, or maybe he just doesn't want to deal with it, or maybe it's a combination of both. In the case of the... They dropped, by the way, the misdemeanor charge this morning. There was no way for them to not drop that charge. They dropped it. So my choice was either take a deal where I pled guilty to the lower charge and paid a $50 fine to a local charity, or to go ahead and let them... That was the first deal. Then they came back with a better deal offering me to just pay $50 to a local charity, and then they would drop both charges. So I refused that as well. And let me see. I was going to pull up the actual text of the alleged disorderly conduct statute that I supposedly violated. I know I have it here somewhere. Ah, yes. Here it is. No person shall behave himself in a rude and disorderly manner or use any indecent or profane language in any street, lane, alley, or other public place in the town. And that is punishable by up to a $300 fine. Now, that's a pretty generic statute, right? Like, maybe they've got me on this.
What does rude mean?
Right, so the judge decides I've been rude, then I'm guilty of disorderly conduct, apparently, which is pretty outrageous. But so we'll end up seeing how the ACLU attorney...
By the way, you didn't cuss at anybody, right?
Nope. We'll end up seeing how the ACLU attorney decides to handle this. But what the person who was the police officer on the scene had to say was that I had been following the town's legal representation, their attorney, with a video camera and yelling at him about stealing property and trying to intimidate the attorney. Now, you guys, you know, you're not on the radio here. You can see me. Do I appear to be intimidating?
Well, No.
Okay. I don't have a physical level of intimidation, but I suppose I could have, you know, made some kind of threat like,
gotta kill your mother,
or something like that. Or, you know, kill your dog. I didn't do anything like that, and, you know.
Did you raise your voice loudly?
No, not at all. And, in fact, I've got the video here from Palmer. If, you know, don't take my word for it. What did I actually do? You know, it's all on video, but of course somebody's inevitably going to say, oh yeah, sure, Freeman, you just edited out the parts where you were cursing and yelling.
Well, you don't, we don't, look, that's not done here, because the fact is, it's not motivating, it's not convincing. If there's a video put out of activists that are cussing and, you know, carrying on and yelling and screaming, that only makes people, I mean, the activists want the video. That only makes people want to be on the side of the law enforcement.
Well, and those videos are up. So they exist. There are videos of activists acting or getting angry and acting out.
Yeah,
right. And so, and those videos are posted. So it's not like that's hidden.
That's true. And a lot of stuff is posted raw these days over the Freeman TV Raw channel. But anyway, that, let's get to some of the audio here from what actually happened at the Palmer tax sale. 25th, 2012. Palmer, Massachusetts. Protesters and bureaucrats gather for an open house of tax refuser Jay Noon's property. Jay heroically refused to pay the aggressors, and now they're preparing to tax sale his home to the highest bidder.
Jay Noon has arrived.
Hello.
Good morning.
See, we've got public trustees here.
Yeah, we were just trying to talk to them. They're giving us the silent treatment. You want to go talk to them?
Sure.
All right.
Peter Brown, lawyer, is here, and he's a public trustee also.
Which one? The guy in the suit?
Guy in a suit, yeah.
Peter Brown.
Peter A. Brown doesn't have an oath to practice law. Okay. Yeah, he's hired by the city attorney. Hey, this is... Officer Sean
Ford.
They
talked to you. That's nice.
Yeah, him.
So that's the officer who wrote the report about me that Jay was just introducing me to, and he's real friendly with the officer. Officer shakes his hand, says hello to him, good morning, talks to him, and that was why my comment was, oh, he talks to you, because I'd previously already tried to ask them some questions, and they were not responsive at all.
Chat all the time.
Oh, okay.
He's a pretty all right guy. The other guy I talked to a little bit here and there, too, he's all right, too.
Yeah.
From my experiences so far.
I don't think it's all right what y'all are doing today.
Excuse me.
Yeah. There you go. That's yelling, right?
So Peter's the town attorney. Who are these other folks? These are Zikos Group guys, you think?
The Zikos Group is the auctioneering group. This is the company, the municipal auction company that is hired by the town to sell the stolen properties that that they have. And so obviously they're going to have a representative or two on hand to show this. We're out in front of the open house.
Let's explain the stealing, the stolen property statement.
Yeah.
Stealing is taking something that you haven't earned through either force or fraud. And I want to know how property taxes, taking a house for unpaid property taxes, is anything but that. You would have to have owned it in the first place, and I'd have to be your renter. And that's not the way that relationship is purported.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Let me know when you hear me yell in this video.
Okay.
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. We have anything you want. You're welcome to tell your court stories, ridiculous as they might be, as this one certainly is. And it doesn't get much more absurd than what happened this morning in Palmertown, the Palmer District Court. Although we did drop by Palmer, Massachusetts town offices today as well afterwards, because I wanted to see if they still had the no videotaping sign or the no cameras sign up in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
It was still there?
Nope.
Nope, gone.
It was gone. Jay Noon said they actually removed it the day after.
Hmm.
They put it up the morning I was arrested, and they took it down the next day.
Did you get video of it?
I got video of it not being there, and I got video of it being there the day I was there, so
that's
yes.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, exactly. We'll continue the story here in moments.
Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial, but you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? Well, not everybody's going to get as lucky as Ian to have the ACLU want to pick up your case, but howtowinincourt.com is your solution. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It teaches you how to use the court's rules.
It's good even if you have an attorney, in my opinion. I mean, I'm a better client because I know what's going on.
Indeed.
Some extent.
Unless you know what those rules are, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs, so defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's the new and improved jurisdictionary course, howtowinincourt.com. It's written so that the average eighth grader could learn it over the weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, and buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's howtowinincourt.com. And when you go there, use coupon, and you're checking out, use coupon code FTL. It gives you an honorary degree of Juris Doctor once you finish the course. howtowinincourt.com.
So had I been the typical journalist and showed up at the scene of this tax sale, in this case, just before the tax sale happening in Palmer, Massachusetts. So it was at the what they call the open house or the showing for the house that they were about to sell. If I had been a regular television journalist, I would have shown up and would have asked for someone to provide me with an interview. I would have, you know, showed my press credentials and dutifully done a very bootlicking kind of interview where I would ask no tough questions whatsoever. And that's if I'd even showed up in there in the first place to cover a tax sale. How often does that happen in mainstream media? Not at all. So really, I'm being punished for the same thing I was being punished for here in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm facing trespass charges in Keene, New Hampshire for going to the courthouse after having been banned for life from that courthouse because I did something similar, because I asked bureaucrats questions, and I asked them questions on camera in a public space. It's the same thing. They didn't charge me with the same crime. In New Hampshire, I was charged with trespass. In Massachusetts, I was charged with disorderly conduct. But it's the same thing I'm being punished for. As you'll hear in this video, I'm asking the bureaucrats questions in a calm voice. Their allegation is I was yelling, mm-hmm. and I was attempting to intimidate the town attorney. And we'll get to the scene with the town attorney in a moment here. But I'm playing back the video, and I, by the way, linked to this over on our Twitter and Facebook. So if you haven't actually seen the footage yet, you should go and do that. It's 15 minutes, but I feel like it's a video that keeps your interest throughout the whole thing. And the bulk of it, about 10 minutes of it, is the actual pre-sale portion, where we're just outside of the front of the house talking to people outside the home. There are a couple cops standing out front, and some of the agents from the auction group are there, as well as the town attorney.
I can only imagine.
Man with the dark glasses. What's your name there, buddy?
Yeah, I do.
Probably auctioneer, and then usually the auctioneer.
It's a different auctioneer. The auctioneer was a different guy last time I was.
So there's this guy that just kind of silently stands out there. He wears dark glasses. He's got a jacket on, and he just kind of silently stands there and opens the door for people going in and out. Seems to be security. But we'll continue here. Undercover cop, perhaps.
I don't know if they're going to use the same guy.
Why would they need an undercover one when they have...
They wanted us to designate that as your protest area.
this is the
free speech zone.
So you'd be suing the town.
The 8-foot by 9-foot free speech zone out in front of the house. You actually get to see what that looks like and how ridiculous it is.
The Palmer and whoever buys the house?
Whoever buys the house will be included in the lawsuit. Probably whoever buys the house is going to end up suing the town of Palmer also because, you know, this land patent right here that was done in June 19th has got the deed totally clouded.
Now, wouldn't you want to know that if you were a buyer? Wouldn't you want to know that the previous owner is going to sue you?
Yes.
That would be useful information. So I felt like I was doing these people a favor telling them, one, you're bidding on stolen property as they walked up to check out this house. Maybe they don't realize that about tax sales. Maybe they just think it's magic how the government gets their hands on all these properties. Or maybe they thought it was, you know, some dead grandma who didn't have any, or I guess you wouldn't have been a grandma, but some dead old lady who didn't have any family left.
I think a lot of people do think that.
They could?
I don't think they really think about it much.
So that was my purpose. I wanted them to think about what they were doing. And then when Jay told me that, I also let many of them know that, you know, they might be sued by the previous owner of the house. That's a public service, as far as I'm concerned. Continue.
Now, real estate is something that does exist, but real estate's property of corporations, such as McDonald's, Walmart.
Yeah.
They own real estate.
Gotcha.
And actually, real estate's actually taxable. There is no law to tax private property.
Sam, where are you from?
Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, okay. So you come up a little ways. I'm from Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And what brings you out here today?
Oh, I just came down here to support Jason.
Do you know him?
No, I've had a few conversations with him, but I mean, I just think that it's wrong what's happening here.
How do you feel about these police officers here taking the side of the town?
I think they're a little bit overdressed.
Officers are standing there with those zip ties, those humongous white zip ties that you may have seen them deploy on protesting crowds of protesters, for instance. Who knows what they were expecting as far as turnout that morning.
I imagine they don't know either.
Clearly they were prepared for some level of rowdiness and whatever. Of course, they ended up doing nothing besides standing in one position the entire hour that the open house was going on and just standing silently. You know, there was no rowdy protest. There was no rowdy anything whatsoever. Anyway, we continue here. And actually, Officer Ford, the guy that wrote the report against me, smiled at that comment about how they were overdressed. He thought that was funny.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Sam.
No worries.
Well, out of there!
Officer Ford didn't think you acted in a too disruptive of a manner there, because he would have done something about it.
Most of the time, a cop will threaten you if he thinks you're performing disorderly conduct. They will inform you.
And if he wouldn't have done it, then he's abdicating his responsibility as a police officer, I guess. You know, I don't know. But
yeah, you shouldn't get to decide weeks later that someone had engaged in disorderly conduct and then charge them weeks later. You should be able to make that decision in that moment. If it's disorderly conduct, you should be able to tell, because you've supposedly been trained on what disorderly conduct is.
Right.
And you should make the threat to tell the person, hey, that's disorderly conduct, you need to stop. And then if they don't, that's when you're supposed to arrest somebody for it. But he didn't do that. He just stayed silent.
You know, all he's doing is he was told by some superior to write this stuff
up.
You know, hey, toss in a little something, too. We're going to get sued.
So at this point, I noticed, you know, I'd pretty much made my appearance there in front of the house, and I was, you know, checking out the street, and I noticed there was a police car down the street parked in front of the fire department. And you mentioned Jay Noon was a volunteer firefighter. This is the guy, Jay Noon's the guy whose house was being taken and tax sold. And so I mosey on down the street with my video camera.
Yeah, he's hanging out there. He needs a little talking to. Sure.
Yeah, figured, see, you know, hey, who's this guy? What's he doing down there? Why is he looking over here? And sure enough, he's got himself a recording device of his own.
Hey, you got your own video camera.
Is that
what model's that? Looks kind of old school. What you got there?
Well, at that point, I was a little ways away from the car, so I was projecting. And no one else was around, by the way.
If this is yelling, then they're going to have a heck... I mean...
Mocking, perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mocking. I was definitely mocking him. He has this old, like, high 8 video camera. Looks like it got checked out of the library back in 1998. Anyway.
Get a nice close-up? Did you get my good side? What's your name? Hello? Remember the media asking me questions.
He's just got his stone face on.
You don't talk to the media? You don't talk to members of the public to pay your salary? What's your name? You're not very friendly. Hey, guys, what's your buddy?
Officer friendly.
That went on longer, by the way. I mean, this has been cut down for the video.
I can't call that
just sit there.
Rude. I mean, it's overtly nice. I mean, yeah. Like, way overt, but not rude.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis sprains. Strains or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those again. freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon, some other online retailers there. And then when you buy stuff through those links, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. That's simple. It's the same great Amazon prices, service, selection that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link. And there's Amazon links for U.S., U.K., and Canada. So click onto the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Great way to help the show and get the stuff you're looking for delivered to your door. Shop.freetalklive.com. Playing the audio for you from the Palmer tax sale video that I uploaded. It's been about a month and a half at this point since I was arrested for so-called disorderly conduct charges for recording video in town hall. But now, all of a sudden, the prosecution has completely changed their case. No longer is my charge in relation to the actual arrest in town hall. They're saying I was now being disorderly in front of the tax sale's open house. See, I was trying to go to town hall to attend a tax sale, never made it into the tax sale because I got arrested before I could go into the tax sale because I had a video camera in operation. So that was the real reason they arrested me, but now they've changed their reason for charging me
because
with a crime.
Because the real reason will get them sued, get their pants sued off.
Right, but this is also not going to help them either. They really are in a desperate situation here where they're just trying to get some kind of conviction so they can not be seen as making false arrest. Unfortunately, now by changing the circumstances of the arrest and the charge, they're totally blowing their own case.
The problem is, however, that this is probably only going to be won on appeal because it's the judge who truly screwed this up.
Yeah.
The judge had the opportunity, the prosecutor gave the judge the opportunity, what, a month ago? To let you off with a $50 donation to a local charity, and the judge said, no, he must pay.
Well, I gave her that opportunity. That was my counteroffer to that.
But the prosecutor said that, let's see what the judge says, right?
Right. Right.
Okay, so the prosecutor gave the opportunity to. The defense and the prosecution gave the judge the opportunity to let you go with a, not a fine, but a donation to a local charity, and the judge said no, that was not acceptable. So apparently the judge feels that you needed to be punished further than that. However, the plea bargain today, which the prosecution was offering, was even lower than that. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, these people are just screwed. And
they're not used to doing this trial thing, Mark. I mean, they're used to taking plea deals all day.
Look, if she didn't know what the Glick decision was and didn't understand the implications of this, she doesn't belong on the bench.
Well, she's doing her job normally, which is to take plea deals from people. I mean, that's all that happened this morning before I got called up to the front of the courtroom, was plea
that's
deal after plea deal
do,
after
right?
plea deal.
Okay, guilty. You know.
She goes through a prearranged set of questions that she asks every person that comes in front of her. How old are you? How long have you been in school? Or whatever. She asks what their longest or what their end of their schooling was. So this is one of her standard questions. Still not sure why she asks these questions, but she does. Anyway, back to the video here, the audio from the video, Palmer tax sale.
I wonder what happens if you just don't answer. Have you been sworn in at that point? What if you just answer whatever?
The allegations are
I'm a theoretical physicist from MIT.
The allegations are that I am I'm yelling. In this video, that I'm yelling at the town attorney specifically.
I haven't heard any yelling
and attempting
yet.
To intimidate him. So here we go. I have just actually walked away from the police officer who's parked down the street running a video recorder from, a few hundred feet away. And I've now returned to inquire about him since he would not give me his name. He wouldn't even talk to me.
Stephen Carr, one conducting surveillance today.
So I ask his buddies what his name is, and they give me the silent treatment.
Morning.
Check this place out.
Yeah.
At this point.
Here to look at the stolen property?
Yep.
Yep.
You know, tax sale.
This guy is the next door neighbor, apparently, to Jay Noon, who is now coming to look at Jay Noon's house to potentially purchase it at a tax sale for a very, very cheap price. And when I remind him that this is a stolen house, he agrees. So he's well aware of what he's doing.
But this guy, it's kind of Jay's antagonist to some extent, right?
Apparently so. Yeah.
He thought that he was the one who won the house?
He did win, from what I understand.
It was a theft, right, sir?
Yep.
You'll be buying stolen property if you place a bid on this place.
Palmer Police, report of mine.
Oh, good morning. I'm recording you as well. Calling to.
No, he was saying I was yelling at the attorney specifically in his complaint.
Have you seen the attorney?
We've seen the attorney. I've said something about him, but there's a scene coming up where they allege that I am asking him questions to the point where he can't make a simple cell phone call. And that's the scene where I'm supposedly intimidating and yelling at him. But now I'm calling the police department to ask them why it is that their officers
day to talk to somebody about one of your officers who is refusing to identify himself. Are your officers required to identify themselves when asked?
Hold on, please.
Thank you. Can you please identify the officer in car number 10, please? I told you before, my name's Ian Freeman. I'm here on Main Street, and I have an officer who's being very rude. He is pointing video cameras at people and refusing to identify himself. Can you please tell me who this officer is?
Now, this is a typical tactic, by the way, of police bureaucrats, is to attempt to turn a phone call around against you. I've called to ask a bit of public information, or what I think, and maybe you agree with me, should be public information. Who is the officer driving car number 10? This is public information. It should be public which officers are on duty at any given time and who's in what car. So I'm just calling to ask a simple question, but she wants to ask me 20 questions before answering any one of mine. What's your last name, she asks me.
Did you just say, where are you calling from?
That's right. Where are you calling from? What's your phone number?
I'll answer questions, but you have to answer one of mine every time I answer one of yours.
Didn't you just say where you were? I'm on Main Street.
That's right.
Obviously, you're calling from a cell phone.
The question was, what's your phone number? Which, as I point out here, is a ridiculous question for her to ask.
You have my number, and you know that. So I'm not here for...
What kind of dispatcher doesn't have the phone number of someone... Now, I didn't call 911, but they take this. It's the same woman who takes the calls. So what kind of dispatcher doesn't have a readout in front of them in the year 2012 with someone's phone number on it?
It does seem ridiculous.
Let me tell you something. If you dial 911 right now and
hang up
the phone, you'll get a call back.
Yes.
So she's lying to me, I have a feeling. Anyway, we continue.
I don't know that 911 and the police dispatchers are the same, though.
Yep.
Are you positive about that?
At least here in Keene, New Hampshire, they are.
Well, when I lived in Florida, I actually knew someone who was a 911 dispatcher, and it was not the same there.
Well, I don't understand why she needs
but
your telephone
number.
But
I would still say, A, she doesn't need your telephone number, and B, it seems unlikely that she wouldn't have a similar thing.
Right. Like, what would be the reason that you wouldn't give this information out?
You, me, meaning the dispatcher.
Right. You know, you don't deserve to know because you're not a taxpaying resident of Palmer?
Maybe.
You don't deserve to know because you're not a United States citizen?
I might have bought gas in Palmer that day. I could have been a taxpayer.
It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but as I say, it's a common tactic. Expect them to try this on you if you ever call to ask a simple, basic question about your local police department, just to turn it into an interrogation about you and who you are and gathering information about you. Who would dare call and ask us a question? No one ever calls and asks us basic questions about our department.
Yeah, they don't want to answer those.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out the name of one of your officers. Can you please give me that information?
Can I get your phone number?
Okay, I need to know the name of the officer in car number 10, please.
Hold one moment.
Why would somebody be afraid to give out their name who holds a position of public trust, who is a public servant?
Good question.
You know, Article 5 of the Mass Constitution says all officers, whether they are executive, legislative, or judicial, are accountable to the people at all times.
Okay, what's his name?
Well, more proof that the Constitution doesn't matter what the hell it says. They just do whatever it is that they want to do. And they usually get away with it, unless you happen to get, you know, an attorney interested in the case or the ACLU, as has thankfully happened in this case. Maybe we will actually get some accountability here.
Badge 1.
His name is Badge 1?
Oh, that's identification.
That's pretty ridiculous, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. His name is Badge 1.
So your officers aren't obligated to identify themselves when asked?
Yes, sir. By badge number or by name, sir.
This man is not identifying himself?
We have to again. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay, excuse me. What's your name, sir?
Badge number 1.
Oh, now he's saying badge number 1.
Okay.
He's playing games with me, apparently.
That's all he's required to do.
So you are not giving out actual names of the people that work for you?
That's his choice.
The public employees who people are forced to pay their salary, you are not giving that information out. So, why so rude? Why not just be nice?
There's more, but badge number 1. And he only gives it out after I call his supervisor and give them a hard time.
These are the public servants.
Would you describe that as playing games? Was I accurate in calling that playing games?
Yeah, this is absolutely playing games.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Those were the only two words that man said to me the entire time I attempted to ask him anything. Several questions I asked him. Only two words he ever said. Badge 1. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.